the SEO show.
Hello, everybody.
This is the special nighttime soft edition of the SEO show. You can't tell because this is only audio for you, but it's nighttime and we're slowing things down and jazzing things up. This is the SEO show. That stands for Search Engine Optimization. We are looking at the latest trends in Google searches, all the hot topics, so that we can put them in our metadata so that we have better search engine discovery and organic traffic towards this podcast. If it's your first time here and you're finding us here at the SEO show, we want to welcome you to the family. Okay, that's the intro. This is the show where we look at trends.google.com primarily. If you want to play along at home or wherever you are, you're going to want to go to a browser. You're going to go to trends.google.com.
Can I just say that you don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard, baby? Owned, boned, tripped up back the alley with some roly-poly little back-faced girl. What's up, guys? Zach Show here. Thanks for tuning in. We are not the authority, but we are here to supply for the majority.
We are here to see the news, react to the news, and feel in real time for you to hear.
In real time for you to sear your ears.
So grab a beer.
Come on, cuddle knee. Come on over here.
And Roger Stone. That's the first story I saw. Who's Roger Stone? Where it's Friday.
Roger Stone is guilty of lying to Congress to protect President Donald Trump.
We should say it's Friday, November 15th, and the top search is Roger Stone with 500,000 searches.
Roger Stone.
Never heard of him till now.
No, he just looks like an old guy. Apparently, this has got to do, if you've been in tuned into the what are they calling it? What is it called? Like the court hearing? Like
putting the president on trial for impeachment, whatever?
Yeah.
Impeachment hearings,
is
maybe?
Is that what this is exactly?
I know, yes, I
know they are. So they're basically it's in the process of potentially happening.
Yeah. I think it's like it's all the official things are happening to do it.
And he has what, a year left in his presidency? Over a year?
Yeah, I honestly thought it was over like in a few months, but I guess it's a full ass other year.
Yeah, because
I can't believe I was that off.
Well, yeah, because elections are not till next year.
I did not know. I guess it would have been a lot more heated than it has been.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy that it took this long. I don't have a whole lot to say about this. I've been listening to it, like, kind of on NPR. Like, I've listened in on some of the conversations with some of these political folk. And it's just a lot of, like, did you do this? And, like, it's like, order in the court. I don't know.
Do you think he's going to get peached?
I think he might. I do think he might. But it's going to be like in the last 6 months of his fucking term.
Folks, if you're listening at home, is he going to get peached or is he going to get paired? Number two, The Good Liar. What the heck's that? Critics review Helen Mirren's new movie. I don't want to know. I don't care about this. We got sports at number three, Brazil versus Argentina.
Lionel Messi scores again for the winning goal after a long wait. Hold on, I'm pulling up the article here.
Brazil.
Lionel Messi secures winning goal after penalty kick miss. Oh, he missed. Whoa. Hold on, let's check it out.
Is it worth it? You think this is cool?
I mean, it's just a soccer game, international game. I'm not really sure what this meant. It seems like it
was, I think it's called football.
Football, yeah, in many other countries, yes. Let's go to number five, Mon Laferte.
Chilean singer Mon Laferte exposes breasts at Latin music awards.
Ooh, little titty action.
Little Friday flash.
Little Friday philanthropy.
What?
What does that mean?
It's just like giving money, philanthropy. It's like money to charity.
Oh, okay. Well, wow, look at these honkers. En Chile, torturan, violan, y matan. So in Chile, they are tortured, they are violated, and they are killed. That's the translation for everyone. Wow. That is something. Chilean musicians and sportsmen and women have been outspoken in their expression of support for the protests, which started over a hike in subway fares. Oh, I heard about this. Transformed into demands for sweeping changes in the economic and political model established by the dictator Auguste Pinochet. I heard this guy's a real dick. Really strong last name, Pinochet, you know, like that's kind of scary.
Are those, then in this picture, there's the flower emoji over top of her nips. Is that, oh fuck, my Bluetooth just sneezed.
What the fuck was that?
There was a glitch, some sort of glitch on my Bluetooth. Speaker.
That was fucking
scary, right? It sounded like a horror movie sound.
I did not like that.
But okay, so these nips, are they covered up in real life, or so what we're seeing here is a doctored pic
with the emojis over the nips, I believe. So yeah.
So in real life, you see regular nips, not flowers. This isn't some sort of painting on her nipple.
It doesn't look like it. No.
Okay, so because it's on Instagram, I think they would have taken that down, right? They have a no-nip policy.
This was on the Latin Grammys. She was on the runway, and she did this. Damn, that's fucking cool.
Isn't it crazy how nips are so taboo?
Yeah, they really are. I mean, they are, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, do you think that free the nip?
No, I think
keep the nip hidden, please. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that either. I think if you want to free it, you should free it.
But yeah,
I don't think everyone wants to.
Ultimately, realistically, if you look at it just from a somewhat objective perspective, some nips.
Objective perspective. That's a cool name for a band.
I think it's like math rock. The Shark Tank. That's actually the band who wrote the Shark Tank song.
That's actually funny. That's do you know the guys that wrote the Shark Tank theme song? Yeah, like, I know them.
Objective perspective. I have all their albums. No, but nipples in general, like a man nipple, mostly is just on. It's just like some discoloration.
It's like a belly button.
Yeah, but a breast nipple on a female usually is larger. It's got a lot more going on around it.
Maybe more variance to it because, well, I mean, obviously, breast size, shape.
I can understand why you'd want to put a bra on to just keep them under control for a lot of people.
Sure. I mean, I don't. Yeah, I guess.
But if you want to have it out, have it out. But it is weird that the male nipple is allowed to be shown everywhere and the female nipple isn't.
Well, not everywhere.
Yeah, I guess the UK, they don't give a crap. Or it's kind of like a swear word. It's kind of like... I'm trying to... Oh, my God.
I mean, it's not like the male nipple is a still inappropriate places. You know, there's places where you can't fucking just have your shirt off, obviously, but... Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking, scrolling through here. Fucking Bella Thorne, of course. Can't go a freaking week without talking about her.
Really? It is weird. She's like our Paris Hilton? Is she era's Paris?
I think she is. She's this era's Paris. So
sorry, I'm trying to pull up my. I'm looking at trends on an Android phone right now, and it's pretty freaking tough.
You're probably going to be getting news from like 2 weeks ago. Bella Thorne. Boyfriend seems genuinely obsessed with her on Instagram. That's funny. You know, it is interesting, like, relationships on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, do you need to comment on every fucking photo? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what a weird thing to have to even think about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to like your girlfriend's post or something, or like comment and be like, I love you, babe. Or, like, you look so awesome. Like, proud of you or something.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of new etiquette that is being developed right now.
I don't know. It's kind of an offshoot of that, but let's like keep scrolling here because I don't really care to speak about Bella Thorne.
Scooter Braun. I don't know who that is.
Scooter Braun is Justin Bieber's manager. He was the one that founded Justin Bieber. But there's something going on with Taylor Swift. Was she represented by him as well?
50K searches, Scooter Braun. I should say also, did we ever say that that other search with the Chilean breast woman, Mon Laferte?
What about her?
With 100K. I don't know if we ever said her name, did we?
No, we did. I did, yeah. Okay. Scooter Braun and Scott Borchetta explained. On June 30th, news broke that Scooter Braun, the megawatt music manager whose guided careers of Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, had acquired Scott Borchetta's Big Machine label group, and with it, Taylor Swift's catalog, for over $300 million through his Ithaca Holdings LLC, is a business that's commonplace in the industry where music magnate. Okay, well, basically what happened is. Yeah, Scooter Braun got this Big Machine label who is Taylor Swift is represented by, so hence he is kind of like in control of her music, right? Or like publishing or something?
I have no idea.
This is what happens when you get signed to a deal at 15. Oh, shit. So her fucking contract is just kind of trash, is what I'm getting at.
You think she lives in, like, a really bad condo? Like, she's actually doesn't have any money?
I think that she's just getting gouged. Like, you know, like, she signed a bad contract. I mean, she's so successful that it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But I don't really. I feel like I need to read this one in depth because I don't really.
So I'm going to try to find another topic. We've got, I want to say that number 20 today is still with 20K searches. What does OK Boomer mean? That was our, like, the biggest search last episode. Yeah. Still going on. People want to know what it means and they want to know if they're a boomer. It's definitely boomers are. Remember when everybody was a hipster, but nobody was a hipster?
In
about 2010?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, that was when the word hipster runoff was going really hard. Just, you fucking hipster. Like, nobody wanted to be a hipster, but everybody kind of was a hipster because we all listened to Arcade Fire and Thrifted and all the things that hipsters were. Everyone was a little bit, but nobody wanted.
Parents are crying.
I think all the boomers want to know if they're boomer. They want to be like, well, I'm not a boomer.
Well, I'll say I miss the days of listening to Arcade Fire. Neighborhood. Simpler times.
I just realized what you were saying.
Yeah.
I mean, they got two good albums.
What's up with Lil Peep?
Isn't he passed on?
Everybody's everything is complicated. Remembrance of Lil Peep. Oh, yeah, he did. I forgot about that.
I think they're making a movie about him.
I'd like to see it. I don't know anything about the guy. He definitely is like a real character by like the looks of it.
Or what? Is that what it is? Yeah, it's a documentary. I mean, I'll check it out. Because I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, I don't either. So, yeah, I don't know. What else? You see anything good here?
Not from today. If we want to move into the next day, what's Myles Garrett sports again? Okay, Myles Garrett. If you're out there, you don't know what Myles Garrett is. I can't relate to you.
Myles Garrett. Oh, this is sports. So, yeah, go ahead.
You know, happened actually.
Go ahead and tune out. Yeah. So, yesterday was the big rival Cleveland Browns versus Pittsburgh Steelers. That's they're right next to each other. One of the biggest rivals in the NFL. Being from Cleveland, I'm very familiar with that rivalry. We have some family, big Pittsburgh Steelers fans. Our grandfather is a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And so being the Cleveland Browns fan that I am, not a huge one, I met up with a friend last night and watched the game. And at the end of the game, towards the end of the game, there was a little bit of foul play, if you will. I think that the Browns won, which the Browns never win against a Steelers. So it was great. It was really nice. I'm really just happy for my friends. Because, like, they just were wanting them to win for so long. And they kind of were not doing great this season, whatever. But, so, this Browns player sacked the quarterback, I think. I don't know. And the quarterback grabbed the face mask of what was the guy's name?
Myles Garrett?
Because Myles Garrett tackled him. The quarterback of the Steelers grabbed his helmet and tried to like rip it off. And then there was a big fucking scuffle. And then Myles Garrett eventually ripped the helmet off of another player on the Steelers and took the helmet and whacked him in the head with his own helmet.
Wow. This actually sounds
really
good.
It was really violent.
I know this show has been unfriendly towards sports, but this sounds like a sports clip I would watch.
Yeah, I mean, like, I saw it happen, and like, I was with my friend Jeff, who's a big fan. He was the reason why I was watching the show or watching the game. And he saw it, and he was like so psyched about it. He was like really pumped up about it, and he was like, you know, that's what we needed. Like, that's what the Browns needed. Just be like real bad, like just bad, like really like just dirty, I guess.
I mean, just like I've heard like classic hockey is like this, where the guys just fought, like actually fought on the field. You think football needs an injection of just like the streets, just like playing dirty?
I don't know. I mean, I think just being a Browns fan, like we just want to win so bad. But like he was bummed that the fact that this happened would kind of, this event would kind of overshadow the fact that they won the game. So it's like not really. But yeah, hold on. I got to pull up a fucking video for you to see this. Because you guys, if you didn't see this, check it out. It's a real whack. I watched it.
Okay, when I imagined it, it was super like Street Fighter finishing move, but it's kind of like a guy's trying to hold him back and then he reaches over him and bashes the dude.
Yeah, but it still hit it pretty hard. I mean, I don't know. It's
still way better than any other sports I've seen.
Yeah, I mean.
So we got an ad here.
Good job for the Browns. I was happy they won. I mean, I thought that was totally unnecessary. Just like, you know, chill the fuck out. But Aaron Carter in the news with 50,000 searches. Check this out.
When? Yesterday?
Let me see. Yeah. Hospitalized as mother steps into care for him. He's tragic, man. He really is.
He's got child star syndrome, it seems like.
Take care of you.
Well, this is a really desperate and sad picture of him in a hospital bed.
I feel like he like played it up too. I feel like he might even like this coverage. You know what I mean?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know. We can all, we all just like everyone loves to speculate about Aaron Carter, I think, which is fair because he puts himself out there. And it's like, what? I was watching, did you watch the freaking Cribs edition, Logan Paul's place, that Fousey Tube?
Yeah.
They did, and did you see that Aaron Carter gave them, on Impulsive, gave them like I said, it was like a diamond necklace. And they said they found the same one for $25 on eBay, and they bought it, and like they have both of them.
Yeah. Which is so really funny. They're saying that Aaron Carter is just like kind of crazy and wants to look like he's rich.
Yeah, for sure. I think they were happy. What a great guest to get on your show.
Guys, if you want to listen to me and Zach talk about Logan Paul's podcast for a long time, you can search for the Impulsive Postcast, but I'm assuming nobody wants to. Nobody wants to listen to that show. Nobody did. We watched Logan Paul's fight with KSI last week live. I freaking bought a subscription to DAZN. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. DAZN.
I bought a subscription to that just for $20. I immediately canceled it after the match. So basically, I paid $20 to watch KSI Logan Paul rematch. It was uneventful. But ultimately, we thought it was a good thing that Logan Paul lost. We think it's going to be good for him to hit like rock bottom and just like be a loser for a little bit before he can start really, I don't know.
Yeah, we were rooting for KSI. We were rooting for KSI too, so we felt like we had to.
I'm a fan of Logan Paul's content in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I still see him as somebody who could have an arc to his life where he's like a good guy. And so I feel like this is a good... I feel like if he would have won, the change wouldn't have happened yet. But maybe the change is going to come.
Maybe. And, you know, some people don't appreciate how hard and maybe insensitive his content can bite. And speaking of bite, that reminds me of a crocodile. Today is Steve Irwin Day. So we remember...
Really? What happened?
We remember the crocodile hunter, the myth, the legend, Steve Irwin. What a shame.
But why is it his birthday?
Well, you know what?
Because he died.
I'll tell you why.
He died in like September, I want to say. So I don't think this is the day he died.
Steve Irwin Day honors the life and legacy of Steve Irwin, an entertainer and wildlife expert who was known for the crocodile hunter.
Why November 15th?
Why not? That's a great question.
It's just like an open day. They just had a slot.
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. It started in 2007. I don't know why exactly. I'm like, there's a lot of information here. So I'm like,
maybe when he died in September of that year, they had like a month or so to sort of scramble. And then they were like, it's going to be today. No, like about a month or so later.
Who knows why?
I remember the day he died very clearly. This is my first couple days in college. I heard the freaking croc hunter got stabbed in the heart by the barb of a stingray.
Something crazy like that.
That is exactly what happened. And then we heard a couple years ago that it had been a decade since he died, and there was like rumors that he was on mushrooms that day. He was on psychedelics, and he always liked to, quote, mix business with pleasure and get, like, really blazed or really high before, like, freaking with some animals on camera.
Honestly, he was probably an amazing dude.
I'm not blaming him for it, but it is a whole other dimension to the show if it is true.
Did he just, like, hang out with, like, animal people? Like, I guess he wasn't even, like, in that part of, like, culture that... Well, I mean, I guess he could have been, but, like, that really blended together. You know what I mean? I would love to see Steve Irwin today, like, collabing with people. You know what I mean?
Coyote Peterson.
Not even, like, that. Like, even just collabing with, like, random, like, entertainers. Because I feel like that's where it would have probably went. Maybe. Like, he would have been doing animal shit just with, like, celebrity guests. Kind of like Bear Grylls had, like, Will Ferrell or something. Didn't he have Will Ferrell?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, like, that kind of a thing. Like, and that would have been really cool to see with fucking the Croc Hunter.
I would have loved to have met him.
We all loved it. Everyone did, I think. Right?
Yeah, I did. We had some Steve Irwin action figure, or like one action figure, and like one of the first videos I ever made, like and edited, was a Croc Hunter sort of like thing with like the Croc Hunter action figure.
I've been thinking about naming my first child Irwin.
Because of Steve?
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, Steve isn't very cool, but Irwin kind of is.
Yeah, Irwin's kind of cool.
Well, yeah. Sorry, I hit a dead
batch. Dude, you freaking are holding the mic. You have to keep it rolling. That is your job. Here, let me take this. Here, I'll take control of it because I'll keep it rolling. You know, yeah, so today is an amazing day. Today's also America Recycles Day. So guys, make sure you're recycling your electronics. I think that's something that people have forgotten over the years, and they maybe don't respect that, and they don't know. America Recycles Day educates people about the importance of recycling to both the environment and the economy. We're going to help the economy, guys. The hope is that after people learn more about recycling, you know, they get it into their everyday life, people are able to use these materials and to better them. Okay? So it's since 1997, so it's a legit holiday. If what you were thinking was, well, when was this holiday founded?
I don't really have anything.
International Stand Up to Bullying Day. Fuck bullies. National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day. What?
National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day.
What the fuck is this?
They look good. Oh, this picture of these cookies looks delicious.
I guess it's just a kind of cookie. I'm not even familiar with that kind of cookie, but wow, okay. Guys, we got nothing over here, as you can
That's
tell.
That's it. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that freaking school shooting, because that was actually the second most popular search.
You can talk yesterday. About it. You already brought it up. What do you think about it?
Well, it was with 5 million. We've been having really low search days. And yesterday, the football thing you were just talking about, the helmet, right, was 10 million searches. And the next most popular thing from yesterday was Santa Clarita with 5 million searches.
Santa Clarita Diet, the show?
No, this is where the shooting happened.
Oh. Gotcha. Yeah. What do you think about it? What are your thoughts?
It was just, I thought, well, you were saying yesterday, I thought they were going to be over. Every time you hear about one, you're like, it's probably the last one, right? Like, we're done with this, right?
Right. It's like, it's been like, what, 4 months? Like, okay, that's pretty good. I think, like, everyone's kind of, like, chilled out a bit.
Yeah. And then it happens.
Yeah. You actually told me, you said it was actually, he's like, you said, yeah, it was actually an African-American female. And I said, really? And you said no. It did turn out to be a white guy, right?
I think I actually didn't know, and I later researched it. I think he's an Asian kid.
It was an Asian kid. Okay, am I allowed to say African-American, or do I just say black?
You can say black.
Okay.
I think you can say either one.
Is it weird that I'm uncomfortable even saying black?
I don't think it's weird, but it's definitely because I feel that way too.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel bad. I'm like, I'm. It's terrible that I even like have that feeling, but like, I hate to say it. Like, I mean, I don't know. I just never knew.
Yeah, no, I was just saying because like whenever it happened, I knew it was probably a white kid, or I assumed it was. We just always assume. And I was at the gym when it happened, and every single TV at the gym was tuned to the news, and I was like the only white guy at the gym, and I felt like I was there representing. I felt like I had to apologize to everybody.
Really?
Just, I felt like everybody was like, yeah, another one of your guys pop doing it again. There you go again.
I get what you're saying, but like, I'm not taking like full responsibility. Like, I mean, we're all fucking people. Like, but you feel like that. You feel that pressure.
I played in high school. We had a play that I was the school shooter in the play. Remember that?
Yeah. I remember seeing that. It blew my mind. I just never had seen you act before, and I was like, this is really weird. Like, you know what I mean?
It was a really intense play because I played the killer of a school. I played a school shooter. This was like maybe 2003 or four. So this was only a couple years after Columbine, and so it was like after Columbine, everybody was making things about it. And this was like one of the first big plays that was going around.
It was like Black Box.
It was a Black Box theater, so it was all surrounded. It was just a stage surrounded by people and like super just like no set.
Teacher?
She was cool. I don't remember her name.
Miss Stefan?
That was her.
I love Miss Stefan. I had her. I was just thinking about her. That's funny.
Yeah. And so, and I remember I hated school so much. Like, I definitely hate, I didn't hate people enough to shoot them, but I definitely could sympathize with the killers, and that's how I got into the role.
Holy shit. This is heavy.
No, but I really did. I really knew, and I tried out for the part, and I got the part. And I think it's because I think I have I'm typecast a bit. I'm believable as a school shooter, just morphologically. My body I look like I could be a school shooter.
I guess.
And so,
I think those are the fast twitch Olympic muscles.
Yeah, I took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% Olympian.
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% of that bitch.
So, yeah.
So, you know that was where that was going?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's why I said it. So, yeah, no, but... So, I don't know. Yeah, I definitely feel like everybody was looking at me at the gym. I felt a little bit like... they could be looking at me as if I'm like a guy just like on the brink of snapping.
The question was, how many people in your class after you did that role were like, I actually believe it. Like, he could do it.
Yeah. I mean,
like you. They're like, oh shit, Ryan's actually like really scary. Like, he's really like natural at this role. Like, this is actually really scary.
I mean, it was really fun. It was fun like getting into the just like being like a crazy person.
Yeah,
and you
totally
have to lean into it,
right? No, that's I totally think that's cool.
Yeah,
I remember why. I remember that it was so weird.
I don't remember
how old I would have been, like maybe like sixth grade or something like that.
Yeah, because it was in my like ninth grade or 10th grade class, so
yeah. I remember seeing it and just being like, huh, okay. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about that. But, guys, thanks for sticking around.
People like, fucking died, though. They were, like, there's, like, a part at the end of that where everyone cried. Like, the whole audience was in freaking
tears. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I remember after that, I was like, I'm a freaking actor, dude. I make people cry.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, and then I was in another play, and I didn't want to do it anymore because I was like, I'm better than this. This is beneath me.
That's great.
It was, like, The Fiddler on the Roof. I was like, this is fucking... dumb. Yeah. I'm an artist. I only do dark shit. Yeah. I'm not doing Fiddler on the Roof.
Like, I'm not doing Fiddler. I'm legit not doing Fiddler. What were you playing in Fiddler?
It's like a guy. I don't know.
It's a random guy.
It wasn't like main. It was like
you weren't a main role. So you're like, fuck this. Like,
yeah, and it was just like really not. It was, I mean, Fiddler on the Roof. If you can imagine what that is.
I honestly don't have any fucking clue what Fiddler on the Roof is.
It's like a Jewish story, I think.
I'm picturing someone dancing on like a roof with like high socks. Like, and like kind of like doing like a jig, like an Irish jig.
That's basically it.
Well, shit. Yeah, thanks for being here, guys. Go ahead and like us and rate us in the App Store, wherever you're listening to this app. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I have nothing else to say about that. Other than I was in Santa Clarita like 2 days ago. So you were for the freaking Built to Spill concert.
Holy I saw Built to Spill. Shit. I thought that was in Santa Ana.
You're right, freak.
Yeah, Santa Clarita is more like residential kind of like. Yeah, you were in Santa Ana.
Sorry.
No, worry about it. Don't even worry about it. No need to apologize. All right, guys, we're all just cartoons in a cartoon graveyard, so why don't you throw your casket top back on and we'll see you next week. How about that?
Just wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, that's the end of the show. Oh, yeah, I got to get the theme song going again. If you guys want to give me or Zach some money, you can. you can do it.
You can do that. You really can.
We both publish our podcast on the Anchor app because it's just really easy. You just like freaking give them your file and they put it on all the services. But they also have like a thing where you can donate money directly to the podcast. We don't put, I had some ads on here for a second. And I told you I didn't feel good about it having an ad on here. But like,
and what are they still on there?
There's no ads anymore.
We'll put them back on.
No, I just didn't like doing it. I felt disingenuous. I felt wrong about it. So, but I feel like I'm not.
Your time is valuable.
But I feel like,
you know,
I like the tip model better. Like if somebody really actually enjoys listening to this, they could give $1.
I used to run my podcast without ads, and that sucked shit.
No, but I pay for a few people. Like I pay for ContraPoints on YouTube. I pay for a few other people on YouTube. I pay for their Patreons once a month, and it's like a reoccurring payment. And I'm like, when I see it PayPal,
who is it? Freaking
ContraPoints?
Huh? Are you?
I can't remember who else
your
I have.
Patreon, or are you doing? You doing like
You know who I actually did? Who I still pay? And I'm like, should I just keep paying this guy? This is a long time ago that I started this. It's been like 5 years since I've been paying Anthony Fantano. Is it internet's busiest music nerd? I have been giving him like $1 a month for like probably 6 years or maybe more.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, do you also have like Trisha Paytas? You on her $10 a month list?
No, but I did. I did ContraPoints, and I actually do give ContraPoints like I think $5 or maybe even $10 every
Who's
like
ContraPoints.
She's like trans, and she does lots of stuff about like the alt-right and just like trans people in the alt-right, and just really interesting, like 30-minute videos on all kinds of topics.
Okay, guys. Well, I've been trying to wrap it up. You keep rambling on.
Well, I was just saying usually at the end of the episode you say give us some money, and I was just explaining why. I don't have ads, and like maybe the only way I would ever want to get paid for this is if somebody just wants to give me $1.
I don't even want money. I just want a little respect when you get home. Just a little
That's
bit.
True. But it also would just let me know that anybody's even cares at all. You know what I mean?
True.
I have no idea who's listening to this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean, we don't do that much work, but.
Well, I think we don't. We don't thank the fans as much as we maybe should. So,
oh, you think that's it?
I think I'm sorry. You guys are amazing.
I do appreciate it. If you send,
where would I be without you guys? Fuck.
All right, I need to get the theme song going back. That's what I was trying to do. The jazz version. How do you guys like the jazz version of "Call Me Al"?
The one person that made it this far is like probably like, oh, it's all right.